Good day, and welcome to Father Tom DiLorenzo's radio ministry in season and out of season. Father Tom is on retreat this week, and he would greatly appreciate your prayers for both himself and the retreatants. I will be filling in for him this week. My name is Alan Bissett. I've been working with Father Tom for many years, helping him out with the music at his worship services. Actually, we met in 1974 at the Cenacle Retreat House in Brighton at a Wednesday night charismatic prayer meeting. I had been told that Pentecost was coming back into the church. It was happening again, just like it did in the days of the apostles. And, of course, that piqued my curiosity. And I found a prayer meeting in Brighton, Massachusetts. And I went up there in the spring of 1974, met Father Tom. He was one of the leaders of the prayer meetings. He was not a priest yet. And I continued to go. I was amazed that these people had a peace that I didn't have. There was something going on there, and I knew God was working. It was clear. On a Wednesday night, you get 300 or more people at a mass and a worship service, all praising God together. And after communion, when they would pray in tongues, it was the most glorious, beautiful experience. And I knew these people had something I didn't. So I continued to go, and I was prayed with for the baptism in the Holy Spirit in June of 1974, and my life has never been the same since. Jesus is alive. The Holy Spirit showed me that Jesus is alive, and he cares about us very deeply. He loves us very, very much, and he wants to make all things new for us. In the book of Revelation, Jesus says, "Behold, I make all things new." And St. Paul says, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. All things have become new. So if you don't know Jesus yet, you want to get to know him because he'll make you a new creation. You can have the life of the Father flowing through you, the Holy Spirit. My wife will be joining me later on in the week. Her name is Nancy, and she's a little bit of a preacher. We won't do much preaching on the programs this week. We'll do mostly music. I was blessed to be able to complete a CD that I had been working on for quite a while. Went down in Nashville to do the mixing and the mastering, and it's very high quality, and we want to introduce you to some of those songs this week. We've got many reports of people being greatly blessed when they listen to this music. So we'll begin with a song called "Lord, Let Your River Flow." Later on in the week, we will be doing some of Father Tom's songs. Father Tom has a real gift. During a worship service, he'll oftentimes get an inspired song. And I was able to record, thank God, two of his songs on the CD, and we'll be playing those for you later in the week. So this first song, "Lord, Let Your River Flow," is inspired in part by the 35th chapter of the prophet Isaiah. Now, the Lord gave me this reading very early in my walk with him, and I found it to be very, very encouraging. I've clung to this over the years. It talks about the desert and the parched land exulting, rejoicing, and blooming with abundant flowers and rejoicing with joyful song. And why is this? Because streams will burst forth in the desert and rivers in the steppe. So this is talking about figuratively what happens when the Holy Spirit comes into our lives. How, as I said earlier, Jesus makes all things new and we begin to blossom. So this has been a great encouragement to me, and we will begin now with the first song.
Dwell within let your river flow into this barren land. Let the desert bloom and rejoice with joy. Song, may your people rejoice with joyful song.
Let's take a closer look now at Isaiah 35. Let's take a closer look at what happens when this river of life flowing from the throne of grace flows into our lives and into our hearts and into our homes. Isaiah 35 gives us a good description of what will happen and what does happen. It says, "The desert and the parched land will exult. The steppe will rejoice and bloom. They will bloom with abundant flowers and rejoice with joyful song. The glory of Lebanon will be given to them, the splendor of Carmel and Sharon." Now, Lebanon had these beautiful cedars, straight, strong, tall cedars. And Carmel and Sharon had this lush vegetation, beautiful wildflowers. You've heard of the Rose of Sharon. Beautiful flowers in Carmel and Sharon. "They will see the glory of the Lord, the splendor of our God." What a wonderful promise. What a wonderful promise. If we look at John the Revelator in his first letter, he says, "See what love the Father has bestowed on us in letting us be called children of God. Yet that is what we are. Dearly beloved, we are God's children now. What we shall later be has not yet come to light. We know that when it comes to light, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is." We shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. They will see the glory of the Lord, the splendor of our God. What a wonderful gift we have waiting for us. "Strengthen the hands that are feeble. Make firm the knees that are weak. Say to those whose hearts are frightened, be strong. Fear not, here is your God. He comes with vindication. With divine recompense, he comes to save you." John Paul II often quoted this part of Isaiah 35 Don't be afraid. Here is your God. He comes to save you. And another translation reads, I love this. Tell fearful souls, courage, take heart. God is here, right here, on his way to put things right and redress all wrongs. He's on his way. He'll save you. So this part of the Isaiah 35 is a prophetic word of what will happen when the Messiah comes, what will happen when the Holy One of Israel steps onto the scene, what happens when Jesus comes along. It says here, then the eyes of the blind will be opened, the ears of the deaf be cleared, the lame will leap like a stag, then the tongue of the dumb will sing. It's interesting, when John the Baptizer sent disciples to Jesus to ask him, are you the one? Are you the one we've been waiting for? Or do we have to wait for someone else? What did Jesus do? Well, at the time, he was preaching and healing. First, he let John's disciples see what he was doing. Let me read from Luke chapter 7, verse 21. At that time, Jesus was curing many of their diseases, afflictions, and evil spirits. He also restored sight to many who were blind. Jesus gave this response, go and report to John what you have seen and heard. The blind recover their sight. Cripples walk. Lepers are cured. The deaf hear. Dead men are raised to life. And the poor have the good news preached to them. Blessed is that man who finds no stumbling block in me. Jesus was referencing Isaiah 35, this prophetic word that talked about what would happen when the Messiah comes. This was one of the proofs that Jesus was the Messiah. He made all things new. He's showing to us the heart of the Father. What is the heart of the Father for us? He wants our blind eyes to be opened. He wants our deaf ears to be cleared. He wants us to leap like stags. He wants us to sing with joy. Notice also that Jesus didn't say to John's disciples, yes, tell him that I am the Messiah. No. What he said was, go and report to John what you have seen and heard. And then he said, blessed is that man who finds no stumbling block in me. Even John, the forerunner, had to put his faith in Jesus. Even John had to trust Jesus. He was invited to trust Jesus and put his faith in Jesus. Let's do the same. Let's trust this wonderful Savior the Father has given us. Let's put our faith in Jesus. He is our good shepherd. He is our Savior. He is our Lord and King. He is the beloved Son of the Almighty Father. On the mountain when Jesus was transfigured in front of Peter, John, and James, didn't the Father say, this is my Son, my beloved, my chosen one. Listen to him. Peter witnessed to this in his second letter. He said, for we were eyewitnesses of his sovereign majesty. He received glory and praise from God the Father when that unique declaration came to him out of the majestic splendor. This is my beloved Son, on whom my favor rests. We ourselves heard this said from heaven while we were in his company on the holy mountain. So let's do what the Father has asked. Let's listen to his beloved one. Let's listen to Jesus. And let's drink deeply from the river of life. Streams will burst forth in the desert, and rivers in the steppe. The burning sands will become pools, and the thirsty ground springs of water. The abode where jackals lurk will be a marsh for the reed and the papyrus. Jesus said also in the Gospel of John, if anyone thirsts, let him come to me. Let him drink who believes in me. From within him rivers of living water shall flow. Here he was referring to the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, whom those who came to believe in him were to receive. So let's listen now to one of Father Tom's songs. This song was inspired. Father Tom received it during a worship service, and it's about that crystal clear river that flows from the throne of grace.
There's a crystal clear river flowing out from the throne, a crystal clear river of life. There's a crystal clear river flowing out from the throne, a crystal clear river of life. And wherever the river flows, it brings health, it brings joy, it brings peace of heart. And wherever health, it brings joy, it brings peace. There's a crystal clear river flowing out from the throne, a crystal clear river of life. There's a crystal flowing out from the throne, a crystal clear river of life. And wherever the river flows, it brings health, it brings joy, it brings peace of heart. And wherever the river flows, it brings health, it brings joy, it brings peace.
Crystal clear river that flows from the throne of grace. Wherever that river flows, it brings health, it brings joy, it brings peace. Let's pray for a minute. Almighty Father, let everyone within the sound of my voice, everyone listening to this broadcast, be filled to overflowing with your Holy Spirit. Be filled to overflowing with this river of life. May we bloom with abundant flowers and rejoice with joyful song. May we stand straight and tall like the mighty cedars of Lebanon. Father, we ask this in the name of Jesus, your beloved Son, and we thank you for hearing our prayer. I'd like to remind you that you can donate to Father Tom DiLorenzo's radio ministry by writing to In Season and Out of Season, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Massachusetts, 02128. That's In Season and Out of Season, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Massachusetts, 02128. And if you'd like to obtain the music that was played on today's broadcast, you can do so by going to the Running Streams Music website. That's www.runningstreams.com. That's one word, runningstreams.com. Or you could call 603-588-2918. That's 603-588-2918. And we can give you information as to how to purchase the CD that the music was on. We very much appreciate your listening today to Father Tom's radio broadcast. My name is Alan Bassette. I will be helping out for this week. We'll be doing quite a bit of music this week. I hope my wife will be able to join me later on in the week. I think you'll enjoy hearing from her. And we will look at Isaiah 35 again. God bless you.